Hey guys, it's Santos. This is episode 30. I will repeat that same exact message after my music. I did edit a little bit more than I do for this podcast just because in episode 31, which was out before episode 30, I did say that this is an extremely personal, vulnerable podcast. So I wanted to include a positive intro before I dive into some emotional warfare, because I do end up crying a little bit in this podcast. I do open up some old wounds, and I talk about stuff that I've never talked about before. It is about suicide awareness, and I think it's a tough issue that needs to be discussed. So when you hear this, I just want you to know I'm 100% okay. I would never harm myself. My mood fluctuates. I have really high highs and then really low lows. When I did this podcast, I believe it was the 26th or 25th. I just had a really bad day and things just weren't going as planned, and I just felt really overwhelmed and lonely, and I just broke. So this podcast, when I do it, it just exposes all that hurt that I was holding in. So when people listen to this, I don't want you to worry about me. If you want to check up on me, feel free to. But I just want you to know that I am in a great place. I was literally listening to Better Now by Post Malone, and I'm in a fucking good mood. Like, and I have had a great week. It's been about a week since I've created the podcast after the music that you're going to listen to right now. I'm just in a great place. I'm greatly motivated about this podcast. So when you listen to this, just please be extremely aware and understand that my head is in the right place. But there are days where I break down. I'm a human being. As motivated as I am, as much as I want to achieve, I'm human, and I do break down sometimes. So enjoy this podcast. Please share it. Please retweet it. Please send it to people, the friends that you haven't talked to in a while. Just check up on them, because you never know what anyone's going through. And human communication interaction goes a long way. People just want to feel a sense of belonging or feel a sense of community. And when you're leaving them on open, or you're bailing on them, or you're ditching them for your significant other, or you just make excuses because you don't want to hang out with them, first of all, you're a shitty person. Because it would be great for you to even be out and about and get some human interaction for yourself. Because I don't know what's up with society, but people think it's awesome to eat. There's like two sides to society right now. There's people that like going out and about partying and going to fucking Coachella, and then there's people who like the Netflix and stay in bed all day. It's funny because people make fun of the people that are in bed all day. They're like, oh, they're antisocial, or they're lazy, or they are working too hard, which probably all of it is true. Some of it is true. I don't know that person. I'm that person sometimes. There are days where I just like to lay in bed and not do anything but watch Netflix. I recently just started The Flash, and I fucking love it. But human interaction is super fucking important. Communication goes a long way, and I've said that in several podcasts, and that's why I started this podcast, because I'm trying to communicate. I just don't want people to be depressed. I don't want people to feel alone. I don't want people to feel like they're a burden. So just talk to your fucking friends. Respond to your fucking friends. Reach out to your friends. That's all I'm trying to say. So enjoy this podcast. I'm okay. I'm in a great fucking mood. I'm better now. Hey guys, it's Santos Banning, and you're officially listening to Early Success. This is episode 30, and this podcast session is actually going to be a little bit more deeper, and I'm gonna try to tackle a tough issue that I've been talking about and advocating guidance for the last couple years. because it's a serious issue and I don't think it gets talked enough about. As I said in my previous podcast, this is a podcast about entrepreneurship and everyday living. And with everyday living, when you think about everyday life in a general person, they all are going through some shit. Everyone has baggage. You know, if it's a loss, a divorce, if they don't have the best relationship with their kids or their parents, like everyone's going through something, whether it's financial stress or mental illness or like mental, they're just not as healthy as mentally as they would like. So those are everyday living issues. So I'll try my best to talk about it. I'm not a licensed psychologist or a mental health expert at all, but that's what this podcast is going to be about today. And if you really think about it, my podcast, the things that I talk about are things that I'm doing. Like when I talk about blockchains and artificial intelligence and investing in a 401k and these different stocks and these pillars that I live by, these are things that I'm currently doing. So it's not like I'm Gary Vee who's already had success. These are things that I'm doing right now as a 22-year-old. So I'm just hoping in the long run it will pay out, and as I go on with this podcast, people will see that I'm what I'm saying is relevant and they could utilize it, and I'm putting it out for free. And it's things that I'm doing, so it's not like I'm being some hypocrite. These are things that I'm actually doing, and I'm doing them, and I started really doing research and applying what my newly learned knowledge combined with the money that I was starting to make as I got a full-time job. So I was able to start doing the things that I've always wanted to do and start taking initiative and put my goals into action. So as of right now, I've had success as I'm going. I just want to have more success. I want to be on Gary Vee's level, if not more. Okay, I'm being extremely humble right there. I want to surpass Gary Vee, and I'm 22, so I think I have the next, I don't know how much longer I'm gonna live, let's just say 50, 60, 70 years. That's a good amount of time. That's a great amount of time. So if I continue just doing what I'm doing, I think eventually it's just gonna pay off. As of right now, I've gained over 100 followers on Instagram. I have my subscriptions are up. My friends are subscribing. My friends are listening to my podcast. I've been marketing this everywhere. In every possible way that I can think of, I've been marketing it. And it's starting to pay off. It's just a matter of putting out more content, putting my own actions into existence. That way I could actually have success. That way when people start to listen to this podcast, maybe someone doesn't stumble across my content for another 10 years, but once they hear it in 10 years, they'll see my track record and that I've actually succeeded and I put my words into practice, and that's why I have accomplished the success that I will accomplish and why I've accomplished the success that I'm already achieving. I'm nowhere even near where I want to be. But now that I've put my content out there, I promoted my podcast channel, it's just a matter of creating content and promoting it as much as possible. And I'm going to keep doing that. Okay, so back to what I wanted to talk about. I really wanted to talk about suicide awareness because it's suicide awareness. I don't know the exact day. I feel like it's September 10th or like some sort of September day. And I was reading on Instagram. I created Instagrams to help promote my podcast and engage with other users. And so I have a Twitter, and I stumbled across this thread. It was meant as a joke, but there were parts of it that were funny, but they were sad because it's a reality, and it really shames. Like I understand that the suicide hotline, they aren't licensed and they can't give you actual advice, but sometimes when it comes to people that are depressed and suicidal, all they this is when tone and pitch come into in conversation, basic communication. All you have to do is be a listening board, be someone that they can vent to, make them feel cared for and appreciated. That's why you should be doing the suicide hotline, is because you want to help out these people. But I was reading this thread, and I guess this, and it's a lot of people. I thought it was awesome that how many people were actually coming out and saying, yeah, I've called them, and they were dicks, or they were so unattentive, or so unemotional, or they were like, oh, like they were so basic in responses that it didn't help anything. Like, let's say someone was like, oh, I'm depressed and I've been feeling suicidal and I'm feeling like I'm more suicidal tonight than usual. And the person on the other line, operator, whatever you want to call them, would only say, oh, that sucks. And I think that's fucking ridiculous. I don't really tell this. I've only told like one person, because this one person has known that I've actually cut myself, and they only know of one or two occasions. But I know what it's like to be suicidal, and I'm tearing up a little bit, and my voice might get a little bit shaky. But it's actually a really tough issue, and it just sucks to know that these people that are supposed to make you feel better or like try to take the pressure off at that moment aren't doing anything. They're honestly just contributing to the thought process of someone that wants to kill themselves. And as someone that was suicidal and that was depressed, I constantly flirt with the idea of taking my life. But sometimes it's just the most basic interactions make me think, you know what, that my life isn't that bad. I love my life. It's just tough now, but I love my life. Like my coworkers, they just talk to me. They tell me the most random shit, and I fucking love it. They could say, they can talk to me about a new movie they saw. And just that one conversation goes a long way. And so when I hear people that to admit you're suicidal is really fucking hard. So for someone that feels so alone and feels that the only way that they can better their life or escape their pain is to literally kill themselves, get rid of their existence, is fucking sad. And sometimes it's not like suicide, it's just like a thought. It's a long process. It's something that you contemplate for a really, really long time. So when you finally put it out into words for someone else to hear, and they shut you down, and they're so unemotional to it, it's like a slap in the face, because this is something that you are struggling with on an everyday basis, but you can't do anything about it. And some of the advice that they give is just, I don't get it. Because some of the tweets on this thread were, they would say, oh, go for a walk, do this. And, I mean, sometimes that helps, but I don't even know how to even respond to that, just because I've done that. Like, I've done my fair share of drugs. I've done my fair share. I used to be, like, addicted to cigarettes. I've done my fair share of exercising. I've tried different forms of escapism, and that's why I want to succeed so badly. When people compliment my work ethic, they always say, I wish I was as good of a worker as you. I wish I was as smart as you, which is bullshit, because these are behaviors that could be taught and learned. In practice, people just don't do it. But that's not the point. The point is, the reason why I am this way is because I felt so alone my whole life, and because I don't have a family. I had two families, and I was taken away from both. So I'm 22. I literally have fucking no one. All my friends, do you know what? They like to hook up. They like to go out to the bars. And that's not me. So when you're a 22-year-old and you don't like hooking up, and you don't like going out and partying every fucking weekend, and you don't like going to Coachella and raving, it's like you're a loner, because that's what everyone else likes to do. So I'm a loner. I have no family. I went to college because I had no choice. After the group home, after I turned 18, I had nowhere to live. That's why I went to college. And even now, the reason why I want to succeed is because I want to give something back to my kids when I if and when I have kids. And there are certain parts of my life that I'm extremely nostalgic about, like Phoenix. I am extremely nostalgic about Phoenix, and I want to better it, because even though I, in the grand scheme of this universe and in society, I am not shit, but Phoenix itself, it contributed a lot to my success, because all the hard times and all the loneliness has just made me a stronger person. And I want to give back to Phoenix, because just the city, and when you walk around in the city alone at night, it just really puts your life into perspective. And through all that thinking, I always thought, you know what, my life is not that bad. So, and just as recent as last week, I'm a social guy. People, I have a lot of acquaintances. I have a lot of good conversations. I talk to my coworkers, and everyone would describe me as a social butterfly. But if I would have told them that I was even contemplating suicide as recent as last week, they would be surprised, because they think because I have a college degree, and because I'm doing this podcast, and because I've worked full time, that I should feel happier about my life. But the thing about being depressed and suicidal is that it's like a funk. It's so hard to get out of it. And the thing that's so bad about it is you're aware of it. Like, I know when I was depressed, I knew that I was depressed, but I was so infatuated, and I'm an overthinker by nature, that I just couldn't think of why I was depressed. Even everything that I thought didn't affect me, it affected me. Like being taken away from my biological family, there are days that I am on the top of the fucking mountain, and there are some days where I sit and think, I'm working so fucking hard, but I don't have any human connection. I just lost my relationship because I don't know how to balance shit, you know? And I really wanted to talk about this, because it's a tough issue. And I think I don't know how it works for these hotlines or these institutions that specialize on suicide prevention, but there should be some sort of process or some sort of like degree or education or licensing, something to let the proper kind of people handle suicide prevention. If it's just fucking Hannah, who doesn't give a fuck and is concerned about her own life, and she has no empathy for these people, then these people aren't getting the help that they need. So it was just sad to see that a lot of these people that have come out and admitted to being suicidal and just got the door basically shut in their face. It sucks. And the thing about it is, these are people that are alive to tell us that they had a shitty experience. We don't know how many people have had such a shitty experience that they just went on with a suicide. And that honestly, it honestly fucking terrifies me, because I would feel like this statistics are just staggering and overwhelming. And just to think that one person went through with their suicide because of a bad phone call interaction with someone that was supposed to help. I think that's bullshit, dude. And this is something that I'm pretty passionate about, because it's an issue that I've struggled with for a really long time. The thing that sucks about it with me is it's not like it's a new concept. It's so hard to open up about, because when I think about it from my own view, it's scary to me, because it's a thought that I've been thinking about since I was in kindergarten. And when I was in kindergarten, my biological mother was very abusive. And I just really hated my quality of life. And there were days that I would punch myself in the head and choke myself until I blacked out and then just fall asleep. And I did that when I was a kindergartner. And here I am, almost 23. And it's something that I still struggle with. And I've told people in previous podcasts that if they're going through some issues and they need someone to reach out to me, if they need someone to talk to, go ahead and reach out to me. I've gained a lot of followers, so a lot of people know my Instagram. Just look up Santos Banning. I'm pretty certain there's not too many Santos Bannings out there. And plus, my podcast is in my bio, and there's posts, so you could just stalk me and you could figure out if it's me or not. But it's a serious issue. I'm not gonna be able to help you, because help starts with yourself. I can point you in the right direction. What helped me may not help you, but I could relate to you, you know. And that's why I wanted to give a talk to these group home kids, because when I was in the group home, it absolutely fucking sucked, dude. When I look back on my life, it fucking sucked. And sometimes I look at my accomplishments and I feel like I've overcome so much. And I have no one to recognize it. And I've tried talking to my biological parents, and I don't know what I'm missing, because that's not it. I've talked to them. I've tried hanging out with them. It's just, I want to be part of something, but I have no idea what it is, because I don't feel a part of that family. Tomorrow, I'll meet with my foster mom and foster sister for lunch. We'll see how it goes. But I'm honestly afraid, too, that it's not going to be what I want. I feel so alone and so empty, and I just don't know what's going to fulfill this void that I have. I thought getting a car, having my car, feels so fucking good, because it's a culmination of everything that I've gone through. Everything that I've worked for has led to the moment of me getting a car, because in my head, once I got a car, that means I could do things, because that means I had a job, that means I could go to and from work, that means I'm doing well financially if I could afford a car. So getting a car was a big deal to me. But everything else, like graduating high school, graduating college, it hasn't meant anything to me. And I'm working on my master's. I'm on the verge of just quitting, because I'm like, I didn't care about high school graduation. I didn't care about getting my bachelor's. It was just something that I did because once I left the group home, I had nowhere to go, so I needed somewhere to live. So I went to college so I could live on campus. And degrees are, in some companies' eyes, they're preferred for their job candidate. So I got one. I'm getting my master's because I think I'm smart enough to do it, and it's free. But in my earlier podcast, I said maybe I want to get a PhD. I don't think I want to anymore, because to me, I didn't even really want to get my master's. As much as I love my college, as much as I'm learning, I'm learning valuable information, so maybe it is worth it. But these are goals that were instilled into me when I was young, like, oh, you have to go to college, get a job, get a home, get a car, start a family. And I mean, that's kind of my goals a little bit, but I'm not in a rush for a family. I'm not in a rush for marriage, and I'm not in a rush for getting a home, because I just feel financially that's more expensive than what I'm willing to take on. I want to live in like a $600-$800 studio and just be chilling and live a little bit below my means. That way I could focus my attention and income on other things, like the stocks that I invest in, my 401k contributions, So I want to live below my means. But, and I keep thinking, I've been thinking a lot lately. Like, I started my podcast and I feel good about it. And I know where I want to be in life, but I keep thinking I'm chasing something so much and I want to succeed so badly. But once I get there, I'm scared that I'm going to have no one to share it with. I'm going to spend my whole life chasing something, but have no one to share it. I tell my friends my goals. I tell my friends what I've accomplished, but it's not the same thing as having a significant other or a family member really root for you, you know? Like, I keep, maybe I'm just overthinking it. Maybe I hyped up this ideal mom, and my mom doesn't fit that shoe. Like, I want to succeed, and I want her to be so proud of me, but I don't have a relationship with her, and I've talked to her, and I don't want a relationship to her. But the idea of having a mother support your own mother, it appeals to me. And I just lost my relationship over being so, having such tunnel vision, but I know where I want to be, and I'm not willing to give it up. And a part of me is just so scared that it's not going to fill this void. And I keep thinking, what is going to fill this void? I've been thinking about it, and I don't know what it is. I've thought about I'm able to live my, I'm able to visualize these realities and live them like they're real in my head. Like, I have a pretty vivid imagination, and I've done all the, let's say I've been able to accomplish everything that I've wanted to accomplish. Sometimes I feel good about my life, and there are other scenarios where I'm like, I still have a void, and I'm scared that there's still gonna be a void. I keep thinking, I don't know what's gonna fill this void. I'm trying to find my purpose, because I think about this life. I think about if it's real, if it's just a game simulation, like Russell Brand was talking about, why he believes in God. He believes that we're all connected to one consciousness, and that this reality we're basically, this is how I interpreted it, is that we're stuck here and held to this physical world by our five senses. And that once we reach enlightenment, we'll become part of whatever. And I believe that to a certain extent. But honestly, I keep thinking of everything that I want to do, and what strides I'm taking to get there, and I like this life. So if there's such a thing as reincarnation, I feel like I've lived this life so far. I'm 22 years old, and as suicidal as I can be sometimes, to me, there are other days where I'm extremely high, and I think I have the best fucking life, and I love the story of it. And if there's multiple versions of what life I would live, I want this one to be the last one, because to me, I've learned so much in this life. I feel like my soul has learned enough for me to just achieve enlightenment. I feel that in this life, I will learn every valuable lesson that I need to learn, and that I will become enlightened, and that's all I need. But then a part of me is like, well, maybe the reason why I keep, like, if reincarnation is real, maybe the reason why I keep becoming another individual is because there's something attractive about being on Earth and being able to overcome adversity and learn from it and experience a physical world. But at the same time, and the reason why I'm suicidal sometimes is because I'm like, well, if we are just held in this reality by the five senses, what if death isn't really the scary thing that we think it is? So part of me flirts with the idea of it, because I'm like, well, maybe I will figure out the truth of the universe, figure out why we're here, if I just die. But then at the same time, I'm like, well, what if nothing happens after this? Then I would have just wasted my life and given up 80 years for nothing. I'm just black. I don't exist. That would suck. To not exist at all would suck. It's something that I'm constantly struggling with. I just sometimes can't figure out what my purpose is. Sometimes, like right now, I just got a good cry out, and now I feel good about my life. Sometimes I just need a good cry. I just needed a good cry. But there are days I struggle, and I know everyone struggles, and I just want people to know, as much as I want to do, as much as I want to succeed, I've lost relationships, I grew up in a group home. My life isn't the best, but I still feel good about where I am and where I want to be. Sometimes I get discouraged, sometimes I get overwhelmed, but you just have to stay the course. A truth to this universe is that we cannot predict the future. So the people that are suicidal, the people that are depressed, working on bettering yourself is the only way that you're going to be able to overcome it. I've overcome it a little bit, but I still have my moments. I have my days. Everyone has their days, you know, but just for people like us, it's a little bit tougher because it's like the first thing that we jump to is maybe I should just end myself. And, you know, it's not the way to live, but it's a reality that we have to face. It's something that we struggle with internally. And I just, sometimes you just need a good cry. I'm glad I cried because I really got stuff out of my system. I'm going to have a real hard time uploading this podcast just because it's some issues that I've never talked to anyone about. I've held them in for a really long time. But I really want to be extremely genuine in this fucking podcast. And with suicide awareness coming up, and after reading that thread, it just felt like it was my duty to put it out there. I'm just hoping that no one treats me differently after this. I don't want people to constantly check up on me. I don't want people to think that I need to be in some sort of holding center. I'm able to function on an everyday basis. I just get overwhelmed and discouraged at an alarming rate sometimes. But overall, my head is mostly in the good. I don't even know what I want to say. In the good, whatever, is in a good place. And these days are very rare for me these days. But they do happen, but I still am going to stay the course. I still want to succeed, not just for me. I want to be able to, once I actually achieve the level of success that I want to be an inspiration to group home kids, to orphans, to foster kids, and to people that have mental health issues. So my subscribers, my current listeners, I don't even want to call them fans yet because this isn't shit yet. I just, I'm going to keep going because I want you to see what you can accomplish too. If you just take initiative and stay the course and you stay in this world, I want to be an inspiration to you because I would have loved for someone to really open up about it. People do it, but we don't talk about it. We don't have a voice. I can't think... I knew Demi Lovato recently tried to kill herself. I haven't heard anything about her opening up about it, but I think it's an issue that someone with her platform and influence needs to talk about. I am nowhere near her influence, but if how many ever subscribers and listeners that I have, if one of them is similar to this situation, similar to me, I hope I influence them in a positive way. It's something that is a tough issue to tackle. As much as I think about it, it's something that I wouldn't actually do because I do want to accomplish so much that if there's nothing after this world, then I would feel extremely disappointed and pissed off because I didn't accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish. That's why I don't commit suicide. That's why I don't choke myself. I haven't done that since I was a kindergartner. I haven't punched myself since like fifth grade. I had a lot of issues growing up. But the reason why I need to stay the course, because I want people to see that they can succeed. And despite everything that's happening internally and mentally, that you can overcome it. There are going to be days that are so fucking hard, dude. So fucking hard. I get it. There are days I just want to shut down completely. There are days where I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to quit school. I'm just going to leave right now. I'm going to go and I'm going to speed and get in a car crash on purpose or drive off a fucking bridge. There are days that I actually literally think that and picture it, but I don't. Because I think I want to do so much out of this life, and I would hate for me not to do it. I would hate to not influence at least another person. So if you're listening to this, if you're a close friend or a family member, I hate that you had to find out like this. But I'm seriously okay. I'm not going to do it. I rarely think about it now. I promise you. I'm not going to do it because I want to accomplish so much. And there are so many group home kids that I want to reach. There are so many other people that have mental health issues that I need to reach. I want to better the community. I want to better a lot of people's lives. So I'm not doing it because that's what's driving me right now. So people that are listening, I know it's super fucking tough to listen to. And it might come as a shocking thing for me, but it's a reality that exists with me, and I'm really fucking okay, guys. I'm okay. I'm not gonna do it. I swear to fucking God, I'm not gonna do it, because I have too many people that I need to help, people that are a lot worse off than me. So I'm doing this because I need to be successful for the group home community and for the mental people that are going through mental health issues. That's my driving factor. I need to help them. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.